There were enough people in there that I was waiting for somebody else to say something because I was like, I just want to throat punch this motherfucker.
So basically,
I was daydreaming that I was in a screening of Dark Knight.
Jesus Christ!
Just kidding.
God damn. That's f***ed up. That might be the most controversial thing you've ever said on this show.
Has it been long enough?
It's too vague for the algorithm to pick up on.
No, but...
Or not vague,
you
but,
know,
but the algorithm's not going to get it.
Someone will try to cancel me for it eventually.
Haunted by Tapes.
Hello, and welcome to Strange Glow Video Presents Haunted by Tapes. Tonight, we're going to talk about the brand new feature film hitting big screens, small screens, and any type of screens. Not really just the big screen right now, unless you're Johnny Depp and a Pirate of the Caribbean.
It's Haunted by Tapes and Front Row.
You didn't even say the fucking name of the movie.
I know, it's Evil Dead Rise.
He hasn't made it there yet.
I was getting there.
You just stopped talking, and then Nick started talking.
Well, Nick started fucking talking, so then I stopped.
There was a gap.
It's Evil Dead fucking Rise.
I don't think fucking's in the title, but...
It is now.
It's in
That's the porno parody of
it's
this
It's in
one.
The German.
George Lucas will change it in a few years.
Yeah, we're gonna make this the special edition.
It doesn't make it sound like a prequel, doesn't it? Even though it's not.
No. Evil Dead Rise. I saw this...
It sounds like a prequel name.
Saw this on Saturday.
The title's okay. It's not great, but...
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's
fine. Other than they put it on the screen as the demons rising out of the water. It's a high-rise
apartment building.
It's a high. Oh. You get it? You go up high and you hide.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Because it's in a high-rise apartment. Is that why, Justin?
Why do you do shit stupid to the mic? Mic etiquette, you son of a bitch.
This is probably a very annoying podcast
who's
to
mic,
listen to.
Who's mic etiquette? Was that your boyfriend?
I have the best mic etiquette.
Nick doesn't. He fucking rubs his mustache on the goddamn pop filter. Just yells into the thing.
What was he yelling?
I'm not going to tell you what the teenagers do down there.
Yeah, Nick does that to himself with the microphone. Don't use his.
What do you do with this mic? It stinks.
It's your fucking breath.
Right, I was about to say, it's your microphone, buddy.
No, it stank the first time I ever used it.
It's because you didn't brush your teeth.
No, the first time I ever used it.
Yeah, you were breathing out it immediately. It smelled like your breath.
No, immediately. It doesn't actually
This is not good content. Evil Dead Rise came out, folks, and we're going to talk about that and not some boring shit that you don't care about. And if this is your first time listening
like
to the podcast,
Lord of the Rings,
you've already tuned out. So, good night, everybody.
Yeah. Evil Dead Rise. The beginning of this is fun.
I wouldn't know. Because the guy sitting next to me was a fucking asshole.
Why didn't you go get theater management and get him kicked out?
Because I didn't want to miss the movie, ironically.
What was he doing?
Oh.
Well, I was sitting... There was one seat open next to my left and then three girls. And right as the movie started, a guy comes in and sits in that spot and proceeds to get on his phone just willy-nilly the whole fucking 20 minutes...
The first 20 minutes of the movie?
And he's talking to this girl that's sitting next to him. Mm. And just talky. And I'm literally just... The theater was fairly full. I mean, not full, but like probably half full. There were enough people in there that I was waiting for somebody else to say something because I was like, I just want to throat punch this motherfucker.
So basically
I was daydreaming that I was in a screening of Dark Knight.
Jesus Christ!
Just kidding.
God damn. That's fucked up. That might be the most controversial thing you've ever said on this show.
Has it been long enough?
It's too vague for the algorithm to pick up on, though.
No, but...
Or not vague,
you
but,
know,
but the algorithm's not going to get it.
Someone will try to cancel me for it eventually.
Well, that guy should have been canceled by his mom by using birth control, but here we are.
So, yeah, eventually...
So you were just completely distracted. He got up and left?
Eventually.
Really?
Just came in there to fucking talk to this woman, apparently, and be annoying as fuck.
Damn.
You didn't trip him when he left?
No, but I did follow him home, force him into the trunk of his own car, and drive it off a cliff with a brick on the gas pedal.
Did you use a Willem scream when he hit?
Yeah.
I won't do that super loud because...
Hey, he's got neighbors. He just said that.
Neighbors.
And that was really loud in the microphone.
Well, the intro of this movie is pretty fun. Like, we see some people out at the cabin. And you're like, I thought they weren't doing the whole
thing.
They
had to have a cabin. They had to have a cabin.
Yeah.
Well, they did. I mean, they did it well enough that I wasn't annoyed by it. But I had fun with it because it was nice and gory to get things started. A little bit of water fun.
It was all right. It was weird. I liked the scalping. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. The thing about this movie and Evil Dead 2013 is that they...
I don't
rely a lot less on the comedy, although I will say I did have some genuine laughs in the theater at this one. So
this one had more comedic elements than 2013.
I like it better than 2013, I'll just say. Because it's at least more original.
I don't remember.
And they didn't include the tree R word scene.
I don't remember 2013 having any humor. I don't remember it very well, but
it wasn't really as the problem.
There's only one point in this movie that I thought had kind of the humor tone from the old ones, and that was when the eyeball goes into that guy's mouth.
Well, that eyeball bit seemed like it was straight out of Ash vs. Evil Dead. Like, it was very hilarious.
It felt out of place for the rest of the film.
I thought the main mom character was pretty hilarious as the fucking demon monster shit. Like,
yeah, she was
very
good.
Hilarious.
She could have been funnier, but I feel like they're trying to delicately balance it, like, without
mommy's
going...
with the maggots. I know they put that in the thing, but that's still a good and creepy line.
Yeah.
And then the other girl eating the glass, and what'd she say, like, it kills the bugs in my stomach or some shit. The creepy crawlies. Well, that was funny.
Fucking glass coming through.
I think it was funny. Not like the old movies, that kind of humor. Or especially the second one or the third one.
Well, I don't feel like you just can't do that without Bruce Campbell, that style of slapstick.
I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying I don't think there was much of it.
I just think
I feel like had she tried to be funnier, they wrote that character funnier, everyone would have just been like, oh, they're just trying to do Bruce Campbell as a female. And then that would have been problematic right there.
Gender swapping Bruce Campbell.
I did like how they kind of like passed the plague along to each other. Like, that was a little bit different.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think because the one person, the tattoo gun infected the daughter after the mom stuck it in her eye. Her temple, right? Yeah.
Like right on her cheek.
And then she tattoos her daughter with it. So I'm assuming that's how she got turned.
So I did like... Okay, well, let's try to break some of this down, right? They go to get pizza.
Yes.
And then the fucking earthquake thing. I thought the earthquake thing and finding the tomb there was kind of weird and lame.
So the earthquake was an actual earthquake.
But it is what it is. I can accept it for what it is.
It's a very specific plot device to set you up to be
like
in this building.
It's like their apartment building has this down there, but then, you know, it's what... You can explain it away for sure, but, like, it's not even that big of a deal. It's just one of those things that's like, eh.
Well, first I thought the earthquake was... a supernatural thing, but it actually was an actual earthquake, and that's just how they stumbled on the shit under the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they made small talk saying, okay, this building used to be a bank at one point in time, so then they find the bank vault, and but the building's also up for demolition. Everyone's getting evicted, so they're packing everything else. We meet the sister, kind of figure out they have an estranged relationship, like all the basic fundamentals setting up in that first act.
She got impregnated by a drummer or something.
Yeah, she's a guitar tech, and like, there's controversy there. But I feel like a sister that's making a tattoo gun, as we see the mom doing in the beginning of this movie, would not be giving her fucking sister, who's a fucking guitar tech, shit about that.
Right.
I don't know. It felt like way off. I just felt like the writing didn't understand that concept of that lifestyle. Those kind of go hand in hand together.
Yeah.
So
the kid finds the book or whatever. He brings it up there with the records.
And I did like how they say there's three... books of the dead, basically, like three.
Yeah, that's why this one doesn't have a face.
Yeah.
So you can assume that potentially
different
you've
demons.
Seen all three now.
Yeah.
Because the original is in the first three, and then the Evil Dead 2013 one is presumably not the same one, even though I think it might also have a face.
Isn't the 2013 one a separate continuity?
I think it is, but it's not.
It is and it isn't, right? It's kind of...
That's vague. So is this one. Like, which one? Is this part of the 2013 continuity or not?
No, it... Somebody said this is part of the original continuity, but it has the aesthetic of the 2013 reboot with the Deadites.
Either way. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It still is confusing for everyone.
It's a multiverse.
Not even that, but I do appreciate how they didn't just try to do the same old Necronomicon, because we've kind of seen that. I like how they...
Well, they did the... It was very Harry Potterish, to be honest. I just watched Harry Potter. Literally, there's a book that is a monster book. Have you remember what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. It has teeth and shit and does the same fucking thing and try it. Hops around the floor trying to bite him like fucking books in Super Mario 64 and shit.
The only thing, like, the book was a little underwhelming because
those,
like,
books bats or something. Am I remembering?
I can't remember.
Well, I don't know.
The son cuts his hand on the book, right, and that little drop of blood basically revives the book because it's been sitting dormant in this bank vault for a while. I just wish the book, like, had a little more life to it than just the pages kind of flipping around.
Yeah, it absorbing the blood was fine. That was fun or whatever. You know, yeah, I get that. But this, again, is just them playing an audio recording of another person saying the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it triggering an event. The audio recording scene was very fun. I'm glad I got to see this in theaters, though, because that scene was awesome. Like, the sound, and it was just great. Like, the way they are warping the sound and shit.
Can you just record your journal to a vinyl record?
They used to have... I'm not 100% sure.
There's ways to record directly to vinyl, but...
Was that not what you would do, though, right?
That's no.
That's not like...
I think in 1923, I think that has... Those records have to be a copy of something else.
They could
I was
be.
Just they wondering really why they explain. Were on vinyl.
But back in 1923, they did have the original phonographs existed back then, so they might have...
Had a way to record it at home directly to it.
Yeah, I'd have to look more into the history of that. Because I know that's not how, obviously, vinyl's made now or anything.
I feel like they wouldn't have fucked up that detail that bad because it was, like, one-sided.
Right.
Which made sense to me, right? You see the one side's got the grooves and all that. I did like to have the DJ set up in there and all that. I thought that was interesting. Because
that obviously wouldn't be tape in
1923. And I liked how the speed of the player was off, so they kind of had to manually speed it up as it was going.
Phonographs existed in the late 1800s, if I'm not mistaken, like, first. But I don't know how they sounded without... I guess that's why they have that horn, is because there's no amplifier on the original ones.
Yeah, that was natural amplifier amplification from the needle, yeah.
So.
Because
if you play, I don't know if you know this, but if you have a record, if you put it on there and you play it, but you turn the volume all the way down on your actual stereo, you can hear the music coming off of the needle.
Yes, you can
like
actually hear
it. Like it's playing. Mm-hmm. Because it's literally just a needle riding on waveforms and playing it. It's fucking weird, man, but it's cool.
Beautiful technology.
I like that scene a lot, and that's where Bruce Campbell's cameo is. He's one of the priests objecting to the priest reading it, the text.
Yeah, I didn't catch that, but I was watching the Angry Joe show, and they thought they heard his voice, and they thought he was a priest, but I didn't know.
He confirmed it, actually,
okay.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
I think that was kind of cool.
Is Sam Raimi in it? Does he have any kind of cameo?
I don't think so. They should have put Ted Raimi in it.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of fun for Bruce Campbell not doing like this... screen cameo, because he's known for doing the screen cameo, but the audio cameo was great.
Yeah,
that was all fun. And then like the different volumes of that trying to go through and then fucking stuff up was pretty neat. And
I was like, I wonder how many people they're gonna kill off in here, because I felt like they obviously weren't gonna kill the youngest daughter. I didn't know if she was gonna be the only one that survived or what.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost thought a minute she was gonna pick up the chainsaw at one point.
Yes,
that'd have been epic.
There's a good amount of child murder in this. That you don't get a lot of.
They're not super young children, but yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was thinking that while
they're
I watched.
They're under 18 anyway, so that's odd.
Yeah.
I mean, just the writing of this, right? I enjoyed watching it, but to write a movie that only takes place in a building like this feels very shoehorned. Like, it almost works better for a zombie movie than Evil Dead, right? The concept was fun because...
in the apartment and a little bit in the hallway, so it's pretty confined.
Yeah, it's
and a little bit
though.
In the parking garage.
But well, it's also pretty chaotic, so there's no downtime to try to like escape through a another way or contact someone other ways that they could have potentially that you could argue. But
there was a little bit when she's locked outside.
Well, the elevator's fucked up, right? And then the staircase fell down during the collapse of the.
Well, then there's
earthquake.
A fire escape, but you had to go through the locked apartment that no one lived in anymore to get to it, or something.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get through the door.
But like I said, you have to write very specific things for this all to work. And so it's...
Cell phones weren't working, right?
They cell towers down, yeah. And that's fine. I mean, everyone's experiencing
that shit. It's like the car not starting. Oh, yeah, the earthquake solved some problems, I guess.
But what I was getting at is you've got this very specific story. And they have to intentionally tell you that this place is going to get demolished. That's why it's not fully... rent it out, right? Because otherwise you'd have a shitload of people that are victims. Instead, we've just got the few stragglers that are still kind
of
stuck in
this
place.
That's why I like the girl that's in the beginning and the end. Like, she didn't know any of this happened.
She was on a different floor.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so you're basically
but
seeing
still
that
like,
floor.
Yeah.
Even though you got the parking garage down there, so.
Yeah. Which,
And then very specific writing to have the tree trimming truck down in the parking garage, which I enjoyed that.
Yeah, for what it was. I mean, it's kind of like I've seen this in movies, though.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen these. I've heard these. All of these.
You said this before.
The only, I guess my biggest thing from the original Evil Dead series, the original trilogy, and even like Ash versus Evil Dead is the way the Deadites in the 2013 and then this movie, they don't feel as scary just because it's like a lot of like just basic makeup and contact
lenses. Well, let's
lenses.
Be honest. The weird cornflakes glued to people's faces added something in the original Evil Dead.
It did. I mean,
the
it was
weird
really...
And the Shemp effect of other people playing other people.
Yes. Getting weird with it, yeah.
Like, it's just creepy. And it's creepy because it's grainy. It's creepy because it is shot the way it was shot. It's different.
Well, and the color palette is so
there was
refined.
None of that.
Yeah.
What they're missing here is Sam Raimi's direction.
Yeah.
There is no influence of his direction, because otherwise you would have, I think maybe the one shot that almost was but wasn't was the eyeball. Like, it should have been a zooming eyeball shot. When it was kind of, but like wasn't the right, I don't know, it just didn't do it for me.
I feel like Ash versus Evil Dead would have done that and like had it like flying through the air and like you seeing the eyeball's perspective and going in there and then that turning into some other creature from that. Like, that eyeball would have digested in the body and turned into another monster to kill.
Which, let's talk about that, the mutated version of them combining.
Yeah, the human centipede thing where like...
How'd you feel about that?
I was underwhelmed, honestly.
I was like...
They didn't show it enough to really see it be cool. Like, they showed you a few gory scenes of them, like, digging their hands in and, like, becoming one.
The but gore was okay, yeah. I mean,
I was like, is this human centipede? Which I have not seen, honestly, but...
I haven't either. I refuse. I'm good.
I watched them both.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Which is the better monster? Evil Dead Rise or...
Well, centipede? I mean, it's not a monster in the centipede movies.
Yeah.
It's just people with their lips glued to someone else, or... sewn to someone else's asshole, yeah.
Well, that's dumb. Hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, I enjoyed a lot of this. I thought the chemistry for the family was all pretty good. I thought they all worked pretty well together.
I'm just having a fucking existential crisis about Human Centipede now, so thanks.
You better watch them.
Yeah. We're going to make Alec watch that. Things I've never seen.
If you're the one in the front, you're fine.
Yeah, but how do you...
The guy in the middle is really fucked. But really, the back two are fucked because they're...
The back is worse. Literally, it's like...
Shit digested, shit digested, shit digested, shit digested, shit.
You eat the other person's poop. Because they poop right into your mouth.
Well, how would you not just die? I'd be like, I'm not going to eat this. I'm just going
to... You'd choke to death.
Well, you have to eat it. Yeah.
No, not necessarily. You could just fucking choke to death on it and call it a day.
Maybe.
Be done.
Maybe he's... I don't remember. Maybe he gave
him... Like, I would rather die choking on a turd.
Maybe he gave him something.
Eat a turd and live another day.
Maybe, I don't want to have to make these choices.
Maybe he gave him something to soften the stool or give him diarrhea so he wouldn't choke on a big log. I don't remember.
All right, so...
We'll review them soon.
So you like the Evil Dead monster better then, since it's a monster by your standard?
It's a monster, I guess.
Okay.
And I don't think they put anybody in the wood chipper in the...
The wood chipper scene was fun.
The best wood chipper scene is Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Like, this is fun because it was bloody and unexpected in the parking garage, but like, it's been done. Now, granted, just about everything in the horror genre has been done at some point in time, but...
Well, not the human centipede.
Well, it's been done now.
Well, yeah, but that was the first time, and it's never been done again.
It's because people have more sense than that. Visually, I liked the shots. I mean, that was a giant fucking apartment in L.A. Like, getting condemned or not, like, that place is fucking huge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The hallways are big and wide. I'm like, I don't know about you, but, like, most places I've ever been don't fucking have big hallways like that and really try to skimp you down on stuff, so.
Right. let's see. The acting was okay. I really thought the mom was a good performance.
Yeah.
I think that's
Mom
the best
great.
One, obviously.
The youngest daughter, she did really well too. I was pretty impressed little girl, with her. Yeah.
Let's see. It's hard to remember without taking notes and stuff and only seeing it once.
I was surprised everybody died except for the sister and the little girl.
Yeah.
I did like how they closed that back to the ending, you know, like one day earlier. I did appreciate that. So
I don't know if I did or not.
I had forgotten about that by the time the movie ended. I was like, oh, yeah.
I wasn't very curious about the beginning. I was just like, okay, when are we getting to the actual movie? Because I know this is not what it's about.
Yeah.
And so when they showed it up at the end, I was just like, all right, I don't care anymore, though, because I care about the other people, not this.
Yeah, you don't have the emotional
connection. I see what you're doing, but, like, why do I care? That's not connected to another movie. That would make it interesting.
Is that a jumping-off point for the next movie? Or?
They
said they're going to start making sequels more frequently.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like
I mean,
two or three years apart.
We also have another Exorcist coming out this year, so.
Mm.
I just feel like the Deadites need to up their ante and kind of be more Ash versus Evil Dead if they're going to do the film series the way it is. Like, because even the ghosts, like, being, like, assholes. Like, the mom was an asshole, but when everyone else kind of turned, like, the daughter had a little bit of a moment, but everyone else in the hallway and all that shit, like, there's a lot of missed opportunities there, I felt like. And again, I didn't hate this movie by any means.
How do you rank the Evil Dead movies?
I don't remember 2013 really at all.
I go 2, Army of Darkness, Evil Dead, Evil Dead Rise, 2013.
That's probably what mine would be. Unless I like 2013 better than
And it's
Rise,
not that I don't like the Evil Dead. I just really fucking love the horror comedy that comes out in Evil Dead 2.
I think I'm going... Evil Dead 2.
Army of production Darkness. Order? Are you doing production
For
order?
Those, and then Evil Dead Rise and Evil Dead 2013. Yeah. Like I said, I think Evil Dead 2013 is good. It's just my least favorite.
I plan to rewatch that this week sometime.
Yeah, I need to revisit that, and I really can't wait
to
watch Rise again.
I don't remember disliking it, but...
It's different enough, but for me, like, I love horror comedy, and we were talking about that briefly before the show. Like, The Lost Boys has the good balance of horror and comedy. Ghostbusters gets that vibe right. I mean, it's a very tough thing to do to get that level of comedy mixed in with the horror, right? But it balances out the fear you're going to get.
Yep.
Like Afterlife? Afterlife had a really good balance.
No, Afterlife more reminds me of My Girl. Or Clerks 3.
Saltenpuss, what's her name?
Yeah.
Saltenpuss?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The characters in My Girl, what was their last name? Saltenpuss? What?
He's trying to say their names.
I don't know what their name is, and I don't know what he's trying to say.
What was their last name?
It's close to that, but
it's
I don't
know.
It's
coming out as gibberish to me.
How do you not remember their last name? It was really unique.
Neither do you. You're looking it up right now, and you're
really
gibbering.
I'm really close.
That's what she said.
I would definitely recommend seeing this in a theater. The big screen, the sound.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and fuss.
Salt and pepper is up in here. What's that sound?
I don't know. This is a movie that I appreciated seeing for the first time on a big screen.
Yeah.
It's a horror movie, you have to.
I think I saw the 2013 one at the theater.
I did not.
Neither did I, unfortunately.
Because I think I remember Bruce Campbell's face is at the end, right? Like right before the credits or something?
I mean, I was hesitant to go into that after they got fucking... After they fooled me with the remake of Friday the 13th, the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street, I'm like, I'm not fucking going into another one. These are the theater.
I did see Evil Dead at drive-in. No. At the drive-in when the pandemic started.
The Friday the 13th reboot is good.
It's fine, but it wasn't...
It's good.
...necessarily the best thing in the world.
I didn't say it was the best thing in the world, but it's not.
But I'm saying, after I paid money to see that at the theater, I was like, I don't know if I want to do that to Evil Dead.
I'd have to rewatch it, but... As far as horror remakes go, some aren't as bad as people say. Hills Have Eyes is fucking solid.
Nightmare on Elm Street is just pointless and uninspired. But.
The Dawn of the Dead is pretty decent. I mean...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of good ones.
You know.
Yeah.
Even the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake's all right.
Where do you think they go from here? Do you think they're ever going to try to tie this more into the Ash vs. Evil Dead series and go from there?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'd be fine with it. I'd go see him. But without Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi, it's not exactly going to be what we want to see.
No, it's a very difficult sequel to write.
Even Ash vs. Evil Dead just had them involved. Well, obviously Bruce Campbell. But, you know, Sam Raimi wasn't directing every episode of that shit.
No, he directed. So, he directed the pilot.
He directed the first one.
And then he was producing, probably, I think, the whole thing. But that's what you need. You need at least that. They like Bruce Campbell being shoved up Deadites' assholes and out their mouths.
Yes. There's some shit in that show that's fucking glorious. And,
all the extra types of monsters and shit they introduced and everything. The lore of that shit got really good in that show.
Uh-huh. And they didn't have anything else. Like, one thing, there's, like, no Kandarian dagger or anything
Their
else
new
like
characters
that.
Were great. I really loved the characters. I can't even remember their names now. I need to rewatch it.
Yeah. No, I like the characters.
We met Dana DeLorenzo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I love the characters on the series, right? They rounded out the cast pretty well. I just feel like missing the comedy piece is Evil Dead with the comedy is what makes it for me. And so not having that in the last two films, they're fine horror films, but they're not like, ooh, I got to watch those. Like, I'm going to go revisit the original trilogy before I revisit.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have Ash versus Evil Dead, so I think I'm content with that. You know, I don't really need much else. Like, if I need to rewatch some new content, that's what I'll go back and watch.
I don't think there's any point in making more movies.
I mean, it's a horror franchise. I'm down to see more if you're going to do something different, right? If you're going to expand the other books or take these ideas, but...
What was different? It was in an apartment building.
It was an apartment building. It was a different Book of the Dead. Like, there's some things there.
That's
where
very superficial differences, though.
But at least, like, 2013 Evil Dead was just a straight-up remake, so it wasn't doing anything new other than just changing the tone and updating it to modern, you know.
Yeah, I mean...
Inventing the wheel.
Well, I mean, what else can they do with it?
I mean, look what Ash vs. Evil Dead did. There's plenty of stuff they could do in a movie format from there.
Yeah, but without Ash, it's going to be all fuck
I know. Getting the comedy element is what these last two have missed, so...
They'd have to cast a very specific person...
You would need somebody that can handle that kind of comedic chops and horror. And
Bruce
I don't
Campbell just has that charisma, too, though. That's
well, he's what made it work, right?
He's, I don't know.
You know, and he says he's retired from Ash, but I don't know. If they ever got
He said he might do the voice if they do that animated show.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
But he thinks he's aged out of the role, but he said...
They're doing a Stranger Things animated show.
Yeah, what? I heard that. Yep.
Oh, they're going to do a spinoff about that one character, too. I think live action. The mustache guy, maybe?
Hopper?
No, the younger.
Eddie Munson?
Yeah. Like a
no,
he didn't have a mustache.
That's a book. It's a book that was coming out.
He did not have a mustache either.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, we're going to get the backstory. There. Yeah,
well, maybe that's not the right character then.
No, they wrote a book about him. And
well, said, no,
they wrote in 100 books for Stranger Things, though.
They're talking about it like a
prequel. It's all random trash.
They're talking about like a prequel series.
Yes, it's
or something.
A prequel book about that. They might adapt it, they might not, but
I heard TV
it's
show.
It's a prequel book they wrote about Eddie Munson because his character was so popular. They wrote after the fucking series, season 4 came out.
Because
everyone liked that character so much. I'm like, well, then just fucking do a series with him in it. Big deal. Or here's another idea. Let him do other roles, because clearly he's talented.
He's just a fucking, whatever.
What?
I don't know.
That's about all I have to say about Evil Dead Rise, so. I had a good time, but,
I
didn't invent
it.
The wheel or anything.
Yeah, it was a good time at the
Reinvent
theater.
Reinvent the wheel, I guess.
I mean, I love horror, so I'm always going to enjoy seeing those.
Horrors.
But I missed the comedy. That's really what I missed in this.
Did you think it was gory?
There was more comedy than Evil Dead 2013. I appreciated the effort.
I remember 2013 being pretty straight. Yeah.
I just wish we would have got some more silly shit over the top. Even if the characters weren't funny, like just the comedic shit of some of the creatures and stuff. I think we were missing there too. Like there wasn't enough variety in that. Like we got kind of one human centipede creature and then, some demons.
It had a lot of energy, but it didn't have the same kind of energy.
And the other thing, I guess, the other thing that really throws me off, like in the original Evil Dead, at least 1 and 2, like, they looked normal again when the Deadites are trying to trick the people. In this, they didn't even bother
with that. Yeah, she never looked
normal again.
They just
kind of, like, have her showing away and using her regular voice. I will say, I did kind of like the voice changer they used on the mom, but when they did it on the daughter, I wasn't as big of a fan of it. It was like they're kind of doing the same effect chain on everybody. I was like, you got to do something different for each person, I feel like. But
yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. What are your final thoughts, Nick?
Pizza.
And that's it. Nick says pizza.
Mm-hmm.
The pizza was ruined.
Ooh, I'm vibrating. Yeah, that was very traumatic. That was...
Who just drops their fucking food because of an earthquake? Come on.
They dropped it.
Not me.
No, then they inspect it. Like, oh, now it's stuck to the...
The little girl's the only and smart one who's just like, fuck it, I'm eating it.
Well, you're just acting like this family's fucking, you know, pretty poor, not doing very well financially,
right? That's what I
thought,
too, yeah.
And then, like, you're not going to fucking drop that food.
She spent a lot of money
on
Little
that.
Caesars to get some hot and ready pizza.
You're not fucking around with that pie.
Nope.
All right, well, that's what I have to say about Evil Dead Rise. If you disagree with us, if we fuck this up, throw your comments in the
What is there to disagree with? We were fucking so neutral it wasn't even funny. Like, if they disagree, they can suck my cock.
Okay, then.
What is there to disagree with? Suck my cock in the comments.
Are they going
to
say it's...
Put a lips and then...
Do they think...
D equals 8.
Is someone going to think this is the best Evil Dead?
Yes. Alec was just talking about this earlier. There's a whole generation of people who are like, oh, this is the best thing since fucking flushing toilets.
It did get very good, like...
Why do people say that? One last final thought here.
Final thought.
Why the fuck does everyone say, like, it's the best thing since sliced bread? No, it's the best thing since flushing toilets. Like, sliced bread, who gives a fuck?
Which one came first?
It's the best thing since coat hangers.
Because sliced bread isn't that old, really. I think modern plumbing is older than bread.
I think modern plumbing is still a better invention than sliced fucking bread.
Yeah, but bread.
So is a fleshlight.
Sliced bread.
That too. Get yours now. Hey, if we made a Strange Glow Video branded toy like that, what would the face look like? Or the orifice?
Would they eventually get radiation damage to their penis? Since it glows in the dark?
No, I think you can do that without, but it definitely wouldn't glow in the dark.
We'll make it. Yeah, we'll make it the dangerous way. With too much radiation.
What are you gonna do?
Like fucking radium glass.
Yeah. All right, Nick. All right. We'll see you later.
My penis fell off.
Good night.